Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. We are on the air with All for HR and Business Solutions. It is Talk About It Thursday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've had a great month. We are winding down. September is Employee Engagement Month. I'm sure you all have had an opportunity to review and receive some of our tips and strategies shared by Ellie the HR Elephant. Again, welcome to the show. For those of you that are first time on the show, All for HR and Business Solutions is a virtual human resource management company. We have three divisions. We have a call center, virtual human resource management division. We manage employee companies, 2 to 39 employees. And we also have a recruiting division. You can visit us at allforhr.net. You can follow us on Twitter, allforhr. We are on Tumblr. Our blog is allforhrblogspot.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. Feel free to go on the Facebook and join our group. We have some great things coming up. We are wrapping up September, wrapping up or winding down, however you want to call it. And we are revving up for 2018, so get ready for some great tips and information to get your HR ready for 2018. You may think that it's a little early, but nope, not too early to make sure we have employee engagement programs in place. If they are not yielding the results that you had hoped for, you still have time to make changes to that policy, that program. This month, again, was Employee Engagement Month, and we are wrapping up the month with our five-day Employee Engagement Challenge. If you have not had an opportunity to join us in the challenge, we are on day 4, but there's still time for you to join the challenge. And it is a 5-day video series put together by myself with some great information, worksheets, and all that kind of good stuff to get your employee engagement program in place. Day 1 started with employee engagement from scratch. And so that's for you, for individuals that do not have an employee engagement program. So that was a great, great, great video series. Had a lot of good information on there. And all the videos will be available next week. We're finishing up the challenge. We had a great time, great questions, and I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying meeting new people and the questions that we're getting about employee engagement. And if you have, again, have questions about your employee engagement, this is the perfect time for you to reach out to us and see what we can do to help you get your employee engagement program in place. Day two of the Employee Engagement Challenge was assessing your employee engagement program, and day 3 was dealing with disengaged employees. That was a lot of fun. And today we're discussing re-engaging employees, so you don't want to miss out on this video series. And then tomorrow we'll wrap up with takeaways from the 5-day employee engagement challenge, and tips for your employee engagement program. So again, welcome to the show. I am so glad to have you all aboard. I am, again, April, Small for HR Business Solutions. We got some great things, again. Visit the website. We got some great stuff going on for the month of September. And we are getting ready for October. October is going to be a phenomenal month at All for HR and Business Solutions, getting our clients ready for, again, we're helping everyone to get locked up, get ready, and get ready for 2018. So we want to look forward to that. What else do we have going on? Make sure you visit our website and our job board. We have some great positions open. And so some great information going on the website, our job board. We have our remote customer service position that we are filling. That's a great work from home position. And we have some South Carolina positions that you may be interested in, or you may know someone that is looking for a position. We're looking for an associate attorney in South Carolina who is has bankruptcy and foreclosure experience. We're also looking for an engineering manager in South Carolina as well. We have different positions, again, changing daily. The job board is updated daily, and so you'll want to take a look at it. We have an engineering manager in Nashville, Arkansas, great pay, a great company, and an associate technical writer in Greenwich, Connecticut. So check out our job board and forward us your resume. If you see a position that you're interested in, or feel free to forward it on to someone and have them circle back and reach out to us, and we can definitely see if they meet the qualifications of our clients. We are also looking for a part-time marketing intern. That position is in-house. We're trying to fill. We want to fill that one right away. So you can actually go right on the website at allforhr.net/jobboard and apply directly there. You can also apply for the remote customer service professional right on our website as well. On October, as you know, we are now every Thursday. Woohoo! So you got us every Thursday. We have some great people coming up that'll be joining us on the show. If you're interested in appearing on our show as a co-host, please contact us at allforhr.net. Contact us, and we would love to have you on the show. We're looking for employers who employee engagement programs in their workplace, and we're looking for different company owners to join the show and kind of see what you're going on in here and see how Offer HR Business Solutions can help you. But I do want to tell you this, though. On October the 12th, our lunch, you want to put this on your calendar, we have Mitchell Levy, who's going to join us from 12:30 to 1:30. And Mitchell Levy is also known as the AHA guy. And so he's written, his publishing company has published over 800 books. And Mr. Levy himself has created over 20 businesses in the Silicon Valley, and written 58 business books on strategic consulting. for over 100 companies, and he's advised on over 500 CEOs. So you want to join us on that show. Again, that is October the 12th. That is 2 weeks from today. So we have some great things going on this month. We do have our challenge still going on. Today is day 4, which is reengaging employees. Go ahead on the website, offerhr.net, and sign up on that page, and you can still join the challenge. We'd love to have you aboard. If you have questions, you can for sure give us a call at 323-870-4359. Again, that's 323-870-4359. We have some great system things going on in our HR industry. I always say our, because I definitely am a part of the HR industry. So we have some good news, some news going on that you may want to be apprised in your workplace. And so there's a great article on about the Kaepernick protest. Great article on HR Morning. I think I'm going to put that link up there on the website so you can just click right on it. And but it talks about if you had an employee in your workplace that participated in a protest such as the protest that Kaepernick has started. He actually started a wave of protests, which let me just say that the protest is not against the flag. It is against police brutality and oppression of African Americans. So it's not against the flag. Let me just say that. And so anyway, to go on a little further in the article, it talks about how if you had an employee that was participating in such a protest, would that employee be subject to punishment? Or discipline, if you will. We don't say punishment. We don't say discipline. And so the answer is that if you are a private company or private organization, then the individual absolutely could be subject to discipline. While a lot of employees practice or use the freedom of speech as a way to say anything they want to, as an employee of a private organization, you are not protected by the Freedom of Speech Act if you're working for a private employer. Kaepernick of the 49ers has certainly brought freedom of speech to the forefront, and so it's something that a lot of employees have to keep in mind, that when you are in the workplace, if you are doing a protest that is against the policies and the procedures or the rules of that organization, you are subject to. Or if it is a protest that puts the company in a bad light, you are definitely subject to disciplinary action. So keep that in mind. Also, the Republicans have backed off of the repeal for the Affordable Care Act. While they backed off of it to the end of the year, While the Republican, the GOP is saying that the repeal is far from over, they have vowed that there will be no that the repeal will not be tackled in the near future. So that's something else to keep in mind, in the forefront of your in your company. So again, this month, September, we're wrapping it up or winding it down. Is Employee Engagement Month. And we talked about employee engagement all month. And I hope you, again, we got some of the tidbits that we shared from Ellie the HR Elephant, and were able to listen to some of the one of the shows, because we've talked about different aspects of employee engagement, where employee engagement was founded. And we have our challenge going on this week. It started Monday. And so it's our 5-day employee engagement challenge. And day one was employee engagement from scratch. Day two was assessing employee engagement. And day three, yesterday, was disengaged employees. And today was re-engaging employees. And so tomorrow we're going to wrap up with takeaways from the challenge and some great tips for employee engagement. So we want you to have time to join us in the challenge. You definitely do. You can go on over to offerhr.net. And sign up. You'll get those. The videos will be right there in your inbox there. So we have, again, some, employee engagement is something, is a concept that we've been talking about here all month. Employee engagement is actually one of my favorite concepts. I love to engage employees, and I love to engage colleagues. And so you definitely, if you don't have an employee engagement program in place, employee engagement is not a program for large employees. You hear the paper rattling here, right? So employee engagement is not just for large organizations, it is for all organizations. One of the premises of being a small business owner, is you want to make sure that you don't think of yourself as a small business owner. When you start your organization, it is to grow. And one of the key ways for building an organization is to is employee engagement. If you are not engaging your employees, if you're not appreciating your employees, if you're not training your employees, guess what? You won't keep those employees. If you want to keep that in mind. And so some things that we talked about in takeaways, which we're going to talk about in our five on our fifth day of employee engagement, our 5-day employee engagement challenge, rather, is some takeaways we're going to talk about in tomorrow's video, and as well as share some tips. So I'm freezing here, so I'm trying to keep from turning our heat on yet. But I think our hot weather is just about gone, so I'm one of those people that's the first one to turn the heat on. So, and I've gotten a little cold here, so you kind of hear that. If you're not engaging your employees, if you're not appreciating your employees, if you are allowing disengaged employees to gallivant throughout your organization, you can be doing a huge disservice to your employees. And again, if you're not engaging your employees, you're not re-engaging your employees, you're not going to keep those employees. And so, to, you know, just to keep that in mind. Employee engagement is really a win-win situation for the organization as well as the employees. And so, in a training done by Dale Carnegie Training, among 1,500 employees, only 29% fully engaged, and 26 are disengaged. Almost half, 45%, are partially engaged. That's something to think about. There's some keeping that in the forefront of your mind. Those numbers here, 29% are fully engaged, 26 are disengaged, and 45 are partially engaged. What does that say for your organization? And so if you're seeing that there's a huge part of disengaged employees in your workforce, it's time to re-engage and get ready for 2018. Some factors that have minor influence on engagement are senior management, whether employees are employed in a large corporation, whether they have a college degree, or whether they earn $50,000 or more, an annual salary of $50,000 or more, or under the age of 30 or over 50. Are some factors that have a minor influence on engagement in the workplace. Demographics and organizational segments currently less engaged or disengaged with organizations are middle-aged employees, 40 to 49. Now, this is that I'm speaking from, this is a study from Dale Carnegie Training. The most highly educated, those with a postgraduate education, lower-level income employees earning less than $50,000, newer employees, especially those in an organization less than a year. That's why when you have an employee engagement program, it does not start from when you when applicants come in the door. It starts from when you start. When you start, it's the reflection. It is the way your company displays themselves. And so it is the way when you are looking for to fill positions in your organization, they're very important to have things like your vision statement to include employee engagement. Because when you are looking for top talent, and that is employees that are going to not joining your or not coming on board for a year or two, but employees that are coming on board for longevity, they are looking, those are the things that they are looking for. While they're looking for at compensation packages and at whether there are maybe negative things on the internet, they are more so looking for, is this a company that engages their employees that they appreciate their employees? They make sure their employees are well trained when they're brought on board. These are the different aspects that new applicants look for when they're looking to join in a organization. So you have to make sure that Employee engagement is not a word, it's not a program, it's a way of life. That's why it's important that employee engagement is intertwined within your mission statement or your vision statement, within everything the company does, and that's from on all levels of management. As you know, right now, organizations have a flatter organizational structure than, say, 20 years ago when there was, you know, hierarchy, a lot of hierarchy in organizations. It's more of a flat organizational structure. And so if your management is not engaged, they can talk about it. They can put it in their mission, vision statement. They can even do the most engaged employee award. But actions speak louder than words, and so your employees will clearly see that if your company, your leaders are not engaged employees, they are not going to be engaged. Okay, so you have to keep that in mind. Or employee engagement is something that is intertwined within the fabric of a company. So you want to keep that in mind, and you want to start slow with the program. You can't just slap it on and expect results within, say, 15 days. You have to put a team together, whether you're a small organization or a large organization. You have to put together teams that are going to help get the message out to your employees that we are engaging you. We may not have been in a place, but this is where we are now, and we want to grow a more engaged workforce. So employee engagement and loyalty are vital in an organization's success. It's extremely vital. And if for no other reason, it presents an extreme competitive advantage. You want to know that while there are aspects of business, maybe products or compensation packages, or different aspects of a business that may present a competitive advantage over your competitors, the most significant that has the highest return on investment is your employees. We're going to take a 5-minute break here, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. It is Talk About It Thursday at R for HR and Business Solutions. September was Employee Engagement Month. We are wrapping up off the employee engagement month, September, with our 5-day employee engagement challenge, which started this past Monday. It is not too late to join. We had on Monday employee engagement from scratch, so that was ideal for employers who do not have a employee engagement program in place. Day two was assessing your employee engagement. So we had a worksheet on that day. This video, the video series, actually has strategies for implementing your employee engagement program and assessing your employee engagement program. Dealing with disengaged employees was the topic yesterday. And today, what is re-engaging employees. And then tomorrow we wrap up with our takeaways from the five-day challenge and a lot of great tips. We've enjoyed the challenge. I've certainly enjoyed myself. I am, I've talked to, received emails from so many people that have, questions about employee engagement and even some great suggestions from organizations that have employee engagement programs already in place. And so feel free to still join. Tomorrow's the last day. The video series, we'll bring it back again. But you still have time to join up, and we'd love to have you. It is Employee Engagement Month here at All for HR and Business Solutions, and today is Talk About It Thursday. I want to welcome you to the show. As you know, All for HR and Business Solutions is a virtual human resource management company. We currently have three divisions, which is a call center division. We also have a recruiting division and a virtual human resource management division. We manage companies from 2 employees to 39 employees across the country. If you're a small company and we offer affordable rates, competitive rates, so if you're a company that's want to spend more time building your company and not focusing on the HR, on paperwork and recruiting and onboarding is so time consuming. If you are looking for someone to handle those aspects of business, give us a call at 844-425-5447. And we can set you up with a free consultation. We love what we do here. We love our clients. And we welcome you to join the Offer HR family. So, again, this is Employee Engagement Month. We are wrapping it up with our five-day challenge. Again, it started this past Monday. Tomorrow's our last day, but go on over to the website, offerhr.net. It's still time to sign up. We're at the end of September. October is, what is it, Monday or Sunday? I think it's Sunday. Is it Sunday? Sunday. Getting a little confused there. But, yes, it is Sunday. And so that's October. So you'll look for our newsletter will be out on the 1st. Actually, it will come out on Monday, the first Monday of the month. And so we got an HR meetup that is coming up in October. You're so excited about that, aren't you? And that is going to be on the 27th of October. That's going to be at Allen Park. We also have Mitchell Levy, who is the AHA guy, who's going to be on our show on the 12th, October the 12th, from 12:30 to 1:30. You don't want to miss that show. Mr. Levy has done great things. And so, again, he is an entrepreneur, and he has recreated 20 businesses in the Silicon Valley, including four publishing companies that have published over 800 books. Mr. Levy himself has an international bestseller, best-selling author with 58 books that have provided strategic consulting for over a so you don't want to miss that show. He's going to be on the 12th, October the 12th, 12:30 to 1:30. And so I know you don't want to miss that show. I want to remind you to take a look at our job board. Don't forget, we have that great at-home position, the remote customer service professional position. You can sign up right online. All you got to do is go to offerhr.net/job board. You can click on apply and apply right there. We are also looking for an in-house marketing intern part-time. We are looking for, part-time marketing intern. And so you can sign up right on the job on offerhr.net/job board. You can click right there as well. We have several other positions that we're filling. We still come to our positions. We have a recruiting division. And so we're recruiting for positions all across the country. We have a program manager in San Jose, California, a customer care representative in Horsham, Pennsylvania, and a senior account specialist in Lakeville, Minnesota. So if you're interested in one of those positions, we also are actually looking for a sales professional, a healthcare sales professional in Southfield, Michigan. If you're looking for, if you are have the experience working as a sales professional in the healthcare industry, you can send me your email, send me your resume at employment@offerhr.net. And we'll see if you are a good fit for this position. It's a great paying position, a lot of responsibility, and a lot of room to grow. So if you're interested in that, shoot us an email and offer at employment@offerhr.net. You can show us your resume, and someone will get right back with you. So, again, our focus this month was employee engagement. We have had a great time, and still time for you to sign up for that challenge, that five-day challenge, the five-day employee engagement challenge. You know what I'm talking about. You know which one I've been talking about all month. So it's already started. And so you don't want to miss it. I'm trying to tell you, you definitely don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. So if you have, if you're an organization, you have something you're celebrating, send us an email so we can put it in our newsletter. You have questions, HR questions, don't forget about our hotline, 844-425-5447. That's extension 2. Don't miss it. You can definitely shoot our question. Someone, if no one answers, which most times someone does, we'll get someone to call you right then and be glad to answer your HR questions. And so, again, September is Employee Engagement Month. And so some things to remember as we wrap up this Employee Engagement Month. We've had so much fun, and we'll let you know what our topic is going to be on in October. We are getting ready for 2018. So, nope, we're not winding down like the GOP is. We're winding up. You like that one? Right. We're revving up for 2008. We're not winding down. We're revving up for 2018. And so we want to get our HR departments ready. We want to make sure those employee engagement programs are in place. The handbooks have been updated. What else? Make sure the payroll program is meeting all of the changes, the labor law and changes that have taken place on the last year. You want to be ready for 2008. We do not want our HR scrambling at the end of the year. I'm telling you, you just don't want to do it like that. So again, Employee Engagement Month is September, and we talked about employee engagement August month. We talked about how on day one of our challenge, we talked about the making sure that you have a vision statement and your vision statement includes employee engagement in it, in the vision statement, and so that it is, you know, sure to include words like team and goal in your vision statement. That was on day one. We had some examples on statements that included employee handbooks. So if you missed that, shoot us a sign up on the website offerhr.net for the challenge, and you'll get that information. This engaging employees, the takeaway we discussed in-depthly is how to isolate disengaged employees so that you are either resolving that disengaged employee or you're removing that disengaged from employee or employees from the workplace, period. And you want to do that in the proper fashion, which you know how to do that because you have an effective progressive discipline program in place. We don't say it as just throwing a disengaged employees, but you want to be able to meet those situations because they will not resolve themselves. You want to keep that in mind. And in assessing your employee engagement, there's a great in our day three. We did. No, that's the. Day two was assessing. We had a great little acronym that makes it really easy to assess your employee engagement program, and it's called the EAGER Factor. And so that's in our day two video. So, again, if you're interested in that information, we want you to still use that time to sign up. And we want to, you know, have you go ahead and come join us in the challenge and get your employees engaged because you want to be ready for 2018, right? Don't forget, we are, again, wrapping up September with our challenge. October 26th is going to be our HR meetup in Allen Park. We're going to get that information out. And Mitchell Levy is going to be on the show with us, the AHA guy, on October the 12th, 12:30 to 1:30. If you want to listen to any of our shows, they're all on this on the website under on our website. You can listen to Any of the shows, they're all recorded. And so you can listen to that on.
Good morning. It's April again.
On our from the desk of Offer HR on that page, you can listen to any of the radio shows. They're all recorded, and we have certainly enjoyed Employee Engagement Month, and I'm definitely having a great time with the challenge. I also have some of my challengers on the radio with and listening in. Because I've certainly enjoyed you all. Again, we'll see what October is going to bring. We're going to start really focusing on getting ready for 2018. We are winding up the year and getting ready. You still have time to check the goals that you've set for your organization for the 2017 year. Still have time to see where you are and assess where those goals are, which ones you've achieved and which ones you have not reached yet, because you still got time. It is Employee Engagement Month. Last month was Progressive Discipline Month, so we got some great information going on for you. We certainly enjoy you. We enjoy our clients. And we welcome you. Again, give us a call on our hotline, 844-425-5447, or it's 4HR, and the number 4 again is the number. Extension 2 is our hotline. Remember to follow us on Twitter, All4HR. That's all the number 4HR. And on Facebook, All4HR and Business Solutions. You can join our group. We're going to be meeting starting on Tuesday. We have a great onboarding kit that is rolling out. We are launching out in the middle of October. It's going to be a great, great, great tool for those that are that want to streamline their onboarding program. We got exactly what you're going to need to get your onboarding program in place. Recruiting and onboarding is a very large aspect of human resource, virtual or remote human resource management that All4HR takes on for its clients. And so we've worked diligently to streamline recruiting and onboarding is very time consuming. And it can be if you don't have a proven system that streamlines and makes it so that you are able to onboard, to recruit, keep know where your job boards are, make sure your job descriptions are state mandated, they are in compliance, and that you have a great HR system for recruiting, for retaining resumes, for onboarding, so that you're onboarding new hires the exact same way, so that you're not scrambling and you're not forgetting this, you're not forgetting that, and you know you want to make sure that everyone is e-verified, and there's so much to it. And so when you have a system in place, a check and balances in place with onboarding, it makes it recruiting and onboarding, because recruiting and onboarding, there's no such thing as just onboarding. Recruiting and onboarding go hand in hand. So you want to make sure you keep a lookout for that, the onboarding kit that we're going to be rolling out in the middle of October. Don't forget, we're going to have Mitchell Levy, the AHA guy, on the show October the 12th, 12:30 to 1:30. October, we are going bold. We're getting out there so that you can see us so our clients can know that we are working for them. And just so that when if you, you know, as a small business owner, you are under the pressures of HR, we are certainly who you want to look to. Again, follow us on Twitter, All for HR, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. Join our Facebook group. Tumblr, we are on Tumblr, All for HR and Business Solutions. And our Blogspot, All for HR Blogspot. Newsletter will be out Monday. And we have enjoyed you this About It Thursday, the last Talk About It Thursday of September. We're going to be right back here next week. Like you know, we're here every Thursday now. Not every other Thursday, but every Thursday. And what else? What other good stuff I have to tell you right quick? Because we are winding up the show. Unfortunately, the show goes by so quick, doesn't it? It really does. So I have, but I've enjoyed you as always. I want you to, if you are looking for, you have questions about HR, give us a call on the hotline. Send us an email, allforhr@allforhr.net. Look out for the newsletter coming out on the 2nd. I mean, on Monday. I think that's the 1st. I think that's the 2nd. And see what our topic is going to be for next month. It's going to be something good. Don't forget on the 26th, you'll get that information. We'll be in your inbox pretty soon. We're going to have an HR meetup for all of our HR lovers. You know, we have a meetup group. So I've enjoyed you. And I look forward to seeing you next Thursday for HR and Business Solutions. You can follow us, find us all over the Internet. Until next week, have a great HR day, everyone. Thank you.